Ghana is today celebrating the 10th anniversary of the repeal of the criminal libel and seditious laws. On the 9th of August 2001, the NPP administration under former President J.A. Kufuor expunged those oppressive laws from the statute books and ushered the country into an unprecedented environment of media freedom and freedom of speech. This is a sharp contrast to the regime of criminal libel and seditious laws under which free speech was criminalized and a number of critical journalists imprisoned. The new wind of freedom has not only enhanced free speech and media pluralism, but also pushed Ghana's democracy to an appreciable height, thus making a shining example and beacon of hope for Africa. The era of liberalism, which the nation continues to enjoy, has however come with a lot of challenges, which are reflected in reckless speech, abusive language, and wild and unsubstantiated allegations. To mark the occasion, the Media Foundation for West Africa is organizing a series of activities in Accra. The climax will be a ceremony this evening, which will be chaired by the Vice President John Dramani Mahama, who is also a trained journalist. The special guest of honor will be former President Kufuor. The chairman of the National Media Commission, Cabral Biamihie, will be the guest speaker. We now have the Executive Secretary of the National Media Commission, George Sapon, to throw more light on the repeal of the law. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How significant is the repeal of the criminal and seditious libel laws?
I think that it is extremely significant in the sense that across the world and throughout the development of democracy, we have known that free speech and the free media constitute one of the critical bedrocks upon which every democracy is built. And to the extent that the criminal libel law had a chilling effect on the media, it sought and could undermine the development of democracy in Ghana. And so its repeal was particularly useful. But we need also to admit that we do not have to over-exaggerate a certain phenomena. It is one of the critical milestones in the development of free expression in Ghana. If anybody wants to trace the line, you need to take note of certain specific legislative milestones. One was the repeal of the new super licensing law, which for the first time allowed everybody who had the inclination to set up a newspaper or media to enter the newspaper industry and to have free expression. The second was the promulgation of the constitution with its extremely liberal ethos, again, that expanded the lines of freedom. The third was the repeal of the criminal libel law. And then there are others that we still need to do, including the passage of the broadcasting law and the passage of the right to information law, which will then grant access to citizens to information that has significant impact on their lives. So as we discuss the criminal libel law and its effect, it is also important that we add to it the need for the passage of the broadcasting law and the need for the passage of the right to information law to concretize the process of opening up the democratic space in Ghana.
What would you say to critics who hold the view that the anniversary is not worth celebrating because of the blatant abuse of freedom of speech and freedom of the media?
That is precisely the reason why I pointed out that whilst we celebrate the repeal of the criminal libel law, we should not overvenerate that incident. Because really, when the criminal libel law and its existence would not in any way have dealt with the problems that we are seeing now. I mean, if you go back into the history of our media, there is nothing that is happening today that did not happen even when we had the criminal libel laws. Bad speech, bad laws do not promote good journalism anywhere. It is not the repeal of the criminal libel law that has led to anything. Indeed, in the decades that we had the criminal libel law, criminal libel was not used to prosecute more than 10 journalists throughout the history of this country. The civil libel laws proved as dangerous and worrying as the criminal libel laws. Okay? There are still laws on the statute books that still, in a certain sense, criminalize speech. All of us in recent times have seen the provision on causing fear and panic, and the fact that it can also be applied in certain circumstances. So nobody should attribute any problems that they find in journalism today to the repeal of the criminal libel law. That repeal was progressive It was necessary, it was democratic, and we need to celebrate it. But beyond the celebration, all of us then need to sit back and also reflect on what we need to do to improve journalism in Ghana.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
You heard the Executive Secretary of the National Media Commission, George Sapon.